Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Research, including a Cochrane methodology review, has shown that trials which fail to conceal the treatment allocation before a patient enters the study are more likely to produce biased results. One of the ways to achieve this is through centralized computer randomization, and TenAlea, funded in part by the European Union, was set up to make this easier for researchers. Here is one of the developers, Emile van der Donk.
Hello, I'm an in-house consultant at the Netherlands Cancer Institute in Amsterdam, working as the technical project manager of the TenAlea ID project. The project is sponsored by the European Union E10 program and deploys online clinical trial data management services to academic clinical trial coordination centers. The name is made up of 10 for Trans-European Network and ALEA for the element of chance involved in treatment allocation in randomized trials. The project is carried out by a consortium including a dozen major academic trial centers in the UK, France, Germany, Poland and the Netherlands, as well as the UK Cochrane Center. TenAlea currently provides randomization and electronic case report form services for researchers across Europe and also more widely. Randomization is an important step in every comparative clinical trial, and in recent decades, a number of randomization methods have emerged as ways to achieve efficient and balanced treatment allocation schemes. Although the principles behind these methods have been described in detail in the scientific literature, their actual implementation has been subject to much debate. This is particularly true of the minimization techniques, which seek to provide balance across many patient characteristics. One reason for this is that the published methods can be interpreted in different ways, leading to confusion or uncertainties among researchers. TenAlea has sought to overcome this by implementing the techniques in a commonly agreed way, has validated the system and made it available as an online service to the academic community. There are more than 40 trial coordination centers using the service at the moment, with 265 open studies. In 2009, more than 60,000 people were randomized into clinical trials through TenAlea, over the internet or using our interactive voice response system. TenAlea is principally a service by academics for academics, and it is provided at marginal cost. We hope that this will encourage researchers to make more and better use of efficient ways to conduct high-quality clinical trials, and the system includes a variety of other tools to help with this. If you want more information or would like to test our service, this is the right moment to contact us. We are coming to the end of the initial deployment phase, with funding in place until the middle of next year. And we look forward to working with trialists, practitioners and patients to improve the quality of healthcare by improving the quality of research.
For more information about TenAlea and the importance of secure randomization for reliable trials, visit their website at www.tenalea.com.